I happened to walk into a honky-tonk one night down in New Orleans. Up above the bar hung a big guitar like none I'd ever seen. The neck was set with diamonds, and though the strings were old, like kings of sound they wound around six keys of solid gold. A man stepped up beside me. His breath was strong with wine. He said, "You know, that guitar once belonged to a mighty close pal of mine. He used to play it right here. I forget the year. Around 45, I think." I could tell you quite a story, friend, if you'd care to buy me a drink. Well, possessed by every weakness that makes a man a fool, I bought a round, he drank it down, and then he rocked back on his stool. He said, "Yeah, I remember now. It was 45, all right." He had just returned from the Great War. That's where he lost his sight. His buddies gave him that guitar. At the time, it was simple and plain. He added the gold and the diamonds as he played his way to fame. He was doing a show in Shreveport the night he received the call to come appear on the Grand Ole Opry, the greatest show of all. I was driving him to Nashville. It was cold and misting rain. The signals flashed and the whistle screamed, but I swear, mister, I never saw that train. I heard the doctor tell him, just after he'd used his knife, "You're lucky, son, it was just your arm. It could have been your life." But he died that night. Life just demanded more than he could give. I think he could have made it. He just lost his will to live. But this world's loss is heaven's gain. And tonight, he's still a star. He plays with a band of angels. That's my son's golden guitar.
Once we were so happy, you were my very own. Then you bought that guitar and ruined our happy home. You told me that you're gonna be a star. Well, I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. You gaze at that guitar on your knee in a way that you never look at me. This love affair of yours has gone too far, and I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. Thank you.
said it wouldn't be long till you'd be number one, that we'd have lots of money and we'd have lots of fun. Well, all you've done is pick and grin and sing off key so far, and I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. You gaze at that guitar on your knee in a way that you never look at me. This love affair of yours has gone too far, and I'm tired of playing second fiddle to an old guitar. I've talked and preached and fought with you and tried most everything. If you keep a picking that old guitar, then I'm a gonna sing.
Well, welcome into Side 2, or File B if you're joining us online at www.bluegrasspals.com. That's a mouthful. It's easier to type than to say. That, of course, was Gene Shepherd. And little yodel in there for you. By the way, she can still get it done. She's getting some years on her and has been on the Opry forever. But she can still get that yodeling done when she does that song. And did a real nice job, I thought. Before that, of course, we heard Bill Anderson and a beautiful thing called The Golden Guitar. I've always enjoyed Bill's recitations a lot. Well, let's have one of my favorites now from Mr. Hank Locklin, once again from back to the 60s, and we'll send this one out to Don in Dallas, and he'll understand why.
Today has been my birthday, and tonight I should be glad. But you weren't here to share it, and inside I hurt so bad. I didn't want your presence, just your kiss and company, and your lips to softly whisper, "Happy birthday to me." But I came home all by myself and lit the candle, made a wish for you and love that used to be. I unwrapped the tiny package that I bought myself. Then I sang happy birthday to me. I thought for sure you'd send me at least a birthday card, but the postman didn't even stop when he passed by my yard. You could have telephoned and eased a lot of misery. Instead, I called myself and said, "Happy birthday to me." Then I came home all by myself and lit the candle, made a wish for you and love that used to be. I unwrapped the tiny package that I bought myself. Then I sang happy birthday to me.
Woman, you control the world, I sensuous woman. Release my body and let me live again. And step by step, you taught me easy loving. And night by night, you caught me in your web. My self-control was overruled by passion. I couldn't see the heartaches just ahead. Woman, sensuous woman, sensuous woman, release my body and let me live again. Someone's true at home, I should be with her, and she don't know I crave your ecstasy. But many hearts will break if I don't conquer this lustful spell you cast all over me. Woman, sensuous woman, sensuous woman, release my body and let me live again. Release my body and let me live again.
Don Gibson there, and what a big comeback song that was for him in 1972. Woman, sensuous woman. I can tell you a pretty good story about that. Back in those particular days, the Opry really didn't have much going for it in the way of superstars. And I heard Don on the Opry one time. He came on and did that song, and the announcer even talked about that it had been a long time since the Opry had had a star come on and do a current number one song. Of course, it was commonplace back in the 40s and 50s, but even maybe a little into the 60s, but later it was not. And at that time, Don Gibson had the number one song with that particular tune, and it was a real thrill for the Opry at that time. Of course, it's commonplace now. They have guest stars all the time who do their number one hits, but not so true back in the early 70s, and that was a big deal that night and a big song for Don Gibson. Well, let's have one now from Eddie Arnold, and this is a song that was a big, big hit for him years ago, probably in the 40s, possibly early 50s. I'm not sure exactly when this song came out, called I'll Hold You in My Heart. I want to send this one out to Joanne. She's a big Eddie Arnold fan, and once again, someone else requested this song particularly, and I can't remember who right now, but hope you enjoy this, and I've got a story I want to come back and tell about this song after it's finished, so stay tuned. Here's Eddie Arnold.
I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms like you've never been held before. I'll think of you each day, and then I'll dream the night away, till you are in my arms once more. The stars up in the sky know the reason why I feel so blue when I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So darling, please wait for me. Stars up in the sky know the reason why I feel so blue when I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So darling, please wait for me.
Well, if you go back to your high school days, you surely must remember those days when you had a substitute teacher and how boring and kind of disorienting that can get sometimes when the sub really doesn't know what he or she's doing and everything just kind of gets topsy-turvy. Well, when Betty Jack Davis was in high school, this happened to her one day, was in home ec, I believe, and the story goes that she was kind of bored and started softly singing, "I'll Hold You in My Heart," right there in the classroom. And suddenly, she realized that there was a girl singing harmony with her. And that girl was Mary Frances Pinnock, one of her classmates. Now, Mary Frances' dad had long since given her the nickname Skeeter, which is what she was called. And Skeeter and Betty Jack ultimately got together, and as we all know, the rest, as they say, is history. As they formed the Davis sisters, Skeeter took on Betty Jack's name, and they went by the Davis sisters. They were not sisters at all, but they went by the Davis sisters, and they did several recordings under that name. And, of course, unfortunately, as we all know, tragically, when one of their big, big hits was just becoming a hit, they were involved in an automobile accident, and Betty Jack Davis was killed, and Skeeter was hurt badly and took a long time to come back. But come back she finally did, and, of course, ended up having a fantastic career for the RCA people, and ended up traveling the world and touring the world and promoting country music all over the world, and Just a really fantastic person. Let's hear that song now, that probably the one that made the Davis sisters more famous than any other. Here are the Davis sisters and I Forgot More.
I've forgotten more than you ever know about him. You think you know the smile on his lips, touch of his fingertips, but I've forgotten more than you'll ever know about him. You think you'll find a heaven, a bliss in
steal away. Memories of what used to be. You think he's yours to have and to hold. Someday you'll learn.
Wagner there, and Old Love Letters, one of his from back in the early 60s with the male trio there, Porter Wagner and the Wagon Masters. Porter also did some duets with Skeeter Davis. And by the way, I want to send that Skeeter Davis and the Davis Sisters song we just played a few minutes ago out to Jerry Mander in Decatur, Indiana. He wanted to hear some stuff by Skeeter. Hope you enjoyed that one, Jerry. Here's one now from Charlie Pride. And one of my favorites by Charlie, called So Afraid of Losing You Again. We'll send this one out to David Acosta, a buddy of mine in Austin, Texas.
Sometimes I want to throw my arms around you. Then I tremble at the thought of giving in, because I know how much it costs to love you. And I'm so afraid of losing you again. Being close to you revives the sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. I'd love to wait up in your arms tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of losing you again. If heaven were to hear my heart's confession, wanting you would be my greatest sin. But I'm glad that you're no longer my possession, 'cause I'm so of losing you again. Being close to you revives the sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. I'd love to wake up in tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of losing you again. But I'm so afraid of losing you again.
Just between the two of us, we know our love is gone. People think it's wonderful how love can be so true. You never say an angry word, no matter what I do.
And you have so much faith in me, you trust me anywhere. But the reason, if they only knew,
is that we just don't care. Just between the two of us, let's give up this fantasy. For we no longer care enough to even disagree. Everybody envies us and the way we get along. But just between the two of us, we know our love is gone.
Wish we could go back again to days that used to be. We fought a lot, but even then I knew you cared for me.
Now we get along so well, no teardrops ever fall. But there's no love, no anything, there's nothing left at all. Just between the two of us, let's give up this fantasy. For we no longer care enough to even disagree. Everybody envies us and But just between the two of us, we know our love is gone.
Well, remember when Merle Haggard used to have the wonderful trio sound with Bonnie Owens doing the tenor? Of course, later, when he changed wives, he also changed trio partners there, and Leona Williams did that harmony for a while. But back in the 60s, when he first got started, he used Bonnie Owens there for his high tenor. And back during that time, they put out an album together, and that song is the title cut from the Merle Haggard and Bonnie Owens album, Just Between the Two of Us. Doug Hudson wanted to hear something obscure by Jim Reeves, and this is the one that we've come up with. This is a song called What Would You Do? It's a beautiful song. I really like it. And this is not from the Abbott label. I've played some stuff on this magazine from the Abbott label before. I believe that this was actually recorded for RCA, but it still had very much the Abbott sound. It was before Jim went really soft with all of the strings and that sort of thing. That's still pretty hard country. And hope you enjoy this. What Would You Do? Here's Jim Reeves.
You call me a cheater. Well, maybe that's true. But if you could hold heaven, what would you do? She offered me true love that I never knew. I saw the door to heaven and just walked through. You'll never believe me, I tried to be true. But with heaven at my fingertips, what else could I do? You say you'd be different if this happened to you. But with your feet in my shoes, I wonder what you'd do. If it's wrong to long for lost love, then I'm wrong as I can be. You say it's wrong and that may be true, but it sure seems right to me. You say you'd be different if this happened to you. But with heaven at your fingertips, what would you do?
Walked into the bar and parked his lanky frame up on a tall bar stool. And with a long, soft southern drawl said, I'll just have a glass of anything that's cool. A barroom girl with hardened, knowing eyes slowly looked him up and down. And she thought, I wonder how on earth that country bumpkin found his way to town. She said, hello, country bumpkin, how's the frost out on the pumpkin? I've seen some sights, but man, you're something. Where'd you come from, country bumpkin? It was just a short year later, in a bed of joy-filled tears, yet death-like pain. Into this wondrous world of many wonders, one more wonder came. That same woman's face was wrapped up in a raptured look of love and tenderness. As she marveled at the soft and warm and cuddly boy child feeding at her breast. And she said, "Hello, country bumpkin. Fresh as frost out on the pumpkin. I've seen some sights, but babe, you're something. Mama loves her country bumpkin. 40 years of hard work later, in a simple, quiet, and peaceful country place. The heavy hand of time had not erased the raptured wonder from the woman's face. She was lying on her deathbed, knowing fully well her race was nearly run. But she softly smiled and looked into the sad eyes of her husband and her son. And she said, "So long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. I've seen some sights and life's been something. See you later, country bumpkin." And she said, "So long, country bumpkin. The frost is gone now from the pumpkin. Seen some sights and life's been something.
Well, what a treasure from 1973, I believe. One from Cal Smith there in Country Bumpkin. And of course, as most of you know, Cal Smith was one of the great Texas troubadour band. There were some great ones that came out of there. Cal Smith was Ernest Tubb's front man for a long time, and of course eventually went out on his own and had a big career on his own and had several hits, including that one, of course, and The Lord Knows I'm Drinking, and Jason's Farm, and several other things. Cal Smith. Well, let's pick up one now that from another Texas troubadour, had some big hits of his own. He started out, of course, with a big splash called There Goes My Everything. The one we're going to play is one called All the Time from Mr. Jack Green.
All the time, yes, darling, all the time. Tenderly, constantly, I'll love you.
Time.
How many of you listened to the Bluegrass Awards the other night? Thought that out of respect for all our Bluegrass fans out there who get the Listener's Choice magazine, and I certainly count myself one of those, and since the awards have just recently been, we'd close out this Listener's Choice edition with a Bluegrass tune. Here's one from Jim and Jesse McReynolds and all the Virginia boys, and hope you enjoy this one. This one goes back to the 60s as well. And we'll see you on the Christmas edition.
I wish you knew how hard I've tried to tell you, how hard I've tried to get you off my mind. I wish you knew how hard I've tried to sleep at night since I know that you're no longer mine. Since you let another beat my time.
If only half the things were true you say about my heart, then I would have forgotten you since we've been apart. You said I forced my lips to kiss you when we said goodbye. You even said I forced the tears that came into my eyes.
I wish you knew how hard I tried to tell you, how hard I tried to get you off my mind. Tried to sleep at night, since I know that you're no longer mine. Since you let another beat my time.
There's not a thought that could be worse than knowing that you're gone. But in the picture in your mind, I'm never all alone. You see me in another's arms just like I've been with you. And the way I cry for you each night, I only wish you knew.
I wish you knew how hard I've tried.